Hello, and welcome to Goatlandia. Grumpy, old, aged teachers. I always almost say something different there.
What's that, John?
I almost put in a different A word, if you can believe that. And I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, where I was just at the South by Southwest EDU conference. I was sponsored there by Pearson, Houghton Mifflin, Microsoft, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Teach for America, Michelle Rhee, Arnie Duncan, all those people probably have booths at South by Southwest EDU, but yet it's an innovative conference, Scott. It's an innovative conference where the best thinkers in the world are there. I'm going to go to the panel tomorrow. I'm going to fly back on my private jet tomorrow, and I am going to one of the sessions is going to be From Brioche Buns to Reddit, Beyond Innovation in the Classroom. I just made that one up, by the way, of my fake South by Southwest panel. They have a fake South by Southwest panel maker where it just puts in a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I love that they do, Scott, too? They also go that says, long the death of the LMS, long live LMS. You know, that's like a title. You know, that's catchy to the South by Southwest people. Anyway, that's my little rant about South by Southwest. I didn't even introduce you. So we're going to go down and we're going to go to Father Tim's little brother. And that is?
I don't even know if you're hearing me right now. My computer is so glitchy tonight, John. I am Scott Bedley, S-C-O-T-T-E-A-C-H, on
the Twitters.
The Twitters.
Very good. I know. I already went grumping from. I went grumping South by Southwest style already. South by Southwest has got me grumpy. I wish I could. This is where they need to make something. I have it for my Facebook where you can mute certain hashtags and then you don't have to see them in your Twitter feed.
That's very useful.
I have it for Facebook. I just don't have it for Twitter. There's got to be something out there. If somebody finds something, let me know. That it would be really useful during South by Southwest EDU time.
Yeah. John, this just in.
Yes?
People are tweeting to the hashtag South by Southwest EDU.
Because they are edu awesome, edu famous, and edu important.
True.
All of them. They are.
They're learning. Hey, they're learning down there. So
they're collaborating. And you know what? It's all about the Benjamins. That's what that conference is about. It's all about the money. I went to the first one. I've been to like all of them except for this one. It's amazing to watch it sell out and jump the shark so fast, like so fast. We were talking about this earlier. So here, South by Southwest, since I used to live in Austin, South by Southwest, like the music festival used to be a thing where like, you know, cool bands would come in the 90s and, you know, you'd pay like $40 for a wristband and you could see a whole bunch of bands that were like, you know, hungry for a record contract or a CD deal or a single deal or whatever they were hungry for back then in those days before we had, you know, in the Napster days, I guess. But
what's Napster?
Yeah, the Napster days. I've been too busy watching The Social Network again. But the funny thing is, along the way somewhere when I was living there, it was you can pay $700 for a wristband, and you can wait 9 to 12 hours in front of a small club, and maybe you can see Prince, or maybe you can see Justin Timberlake. And I'm thinking, somewhere along the way, I don't know if people notice, but it's really sold out. It used to be $40. You get to go see some good music. You wouldn't have to wait in lines. You could just go see whatever you want. It's very casual. Now it's like, this corporate booth sponsored by Sky Vodka, come over here and you can see, I don't even know, De La Soul. Give it on the top of this garage. And then, you know, I don't know.
John, it's ridiculous. Listen, one of my good friends travels with De La Soul. and takes pictures of them, and they're awesome guys.
No, I love De La Soul. I'm just saying that's somewhere along the line. All right, so let's see. Foo Fighters, let's say then. Sky sponsored by here. Come see the Foo Fighters. Wait 20 hours with your $700 wristband. Get a free
show. You know what? You can get your wristbands early if you own a platinum Visa card. Because Visa is everywhere you want to be, John.
That's right. Hey, what's the big deal about Costco not taking American Express anymore? That seems to be a big deal. Have you heard that?
Is that a thing now?
That's a thing. I think they're moving to Visa.
Wow.
That's more in my wheelhouse. American Express card. If I have to pay the whole bill off, forget it. I'm not doing that. I might as well just go to the currency exchange down the street and borrow money. Get my payday title loan or something.
That's really bad news for me. It was hard enough to get out of there under $100 when I was paying cash. Now, if there's Visa, wow.
I know. That's going to be bad news.
I'll have 7 TVs, giant ones. I'll have so many boxes of granola bars, it's going to be ridiculous.
I would be like, I remember the first time I went there and I was like, oh my gosh, look at that Oregon Ducks lawn chair, you know, and then I sit on it and, you know, Fatty breaks it real quick. I'm like, whoa, where did the screws go for that?
John, you know what this means.
Father Tim.
He can get some workout gear at Costco now.
Oh, my gosh. He could get the Tony Little Gazelle.
Hey, listen, here's the great thing about Costco. I'm going to share an inside tip from Tim Bentley. No, this isn't from Tim Bentley, but this is from me.
Do we need a sound effect for that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, new segment, Insider Tips with Scott Bentley. There you go.
So Tim had a basketball hoop that he had bought from Costco 9 years prior, and it broke.
He took it back.
And so he and I loaded that thing in his truck. We took it back, and Costco, boom, they took it back. Under 10 years.
Oh, my Amazing. Gosh. Are you kidding?
I promise.
Was he dunking on it? That's why he broke it finally?
He was. He was hanging on that rim, just Shaquille O'Neal in it, man, just crushing that. It was awesome.
That's good. I didn't know they could. The rims could like be lowered to 8 feet like that, so that he could dunk on it.
No, he's 6'7". Have you seen
it? Oh, that's right. He's 6'7", and he could bench press a horse. Father Tim.
Double clocks.
Oh my gosh, we both pressed the Father Tim sound effect. I wonder what he's doing right now at 10:26 on a Tuesday night. What is his coffee maker's probably going off right now. It's on auto set, so that when he wakes up at 12:01 for the day.
No. John, he doesn't drink coffee. It's his auto juicer.
His kale smoothie.
Tim's just gonna just kill me next time he sees me.
I know I'm almost scared now because I'm like 9 days away from seeing him face to face. Now he can really beat me up now.
And he will.
And he will. My hand, look at, I'm shaking right now. Ah. I'll have to shake his hand. Now he's probably going to he'll probably take me in for a Terrio like bear hug.
Yeah. You know,
the David Terrio is a big hugger like that.
He is a big bear hugger.
He is. He's a warm, fuzzy kind of guy. I don't even know.
David Terrio.
All right. So, hey, what do you want to grouch about this time besides South by Southwest?
I don't know. Give me more of your South. I didn't realize you had such an adverse reaction. Almost like you're allergic to it, John.
I know.
It's like South by Southwest. What's up with that?
Look at my claws coming out right now.
I know. How'd you get there?
I don't know. I mean, you know what? It used to be. I mean, when it first started, it was just in this. It was in the hotel across the street from the convention center. It was small. It stayed in that hotel, and the convention center is pretty large, and it's across the street. And eventually, it started moving over, and it just got out of control. And then it became like a nonstop free for all sponsored by Pearson, I think. And then. I don't know. I think that the It's like it's got some kind of weird cachet for people that it really brings out the edufame in them, and they're like, oh yeah, I got a panel at South by Southwest EDU. I've watched some of the panels and I've watched some good people talk on those panels. I don't know. It's not. I think that they like avoid conflict. I think that there are some people that are there that like I saw Diane Ravitch last year and I watched her talk, but I would have liked to seen a panel. I would have liked instead of seeing a talk. I would have liked like a panel with Diane Ravitch, like going off on somebody about like Common Core or standardized testing or something, you know, or No Child Left Behind. Get me Arnie Duncan, and then get me Diane Ravitch, and let's steel cage match them or something, you know? That would be cool.
That would actually be cool.
There, now that's innovative to me, you know. I don't want to see like, you know, Arnie Duncan sponsored by Pearson, and you're like, oh yeah, of course he's sponsored by Pearson. You know, I mean, that's what I feel like it's turned into. It's like, here, this speaker sponsored by this. And everybody's trying to do like, I don't know. I wonder if there is like a 50 shades of something, you know, 50 shades of LMS for your school needs or something, you know, or we're going to, I don't even know. It's so crazy. And I think it's just gotten out of control now. It's like they, when I went there 1 year, they made you like take a picture, and you know, I mean, it's pretty much standard practice. Okay, let's get real here with conferences. If your school is sending you to a conference and it's a multi-day conference and it costs like $250, let's say, and you're not going to go for like 3 or 4 days most of the time, you're going to take that badge and you're going to go for a day, and then you're going to share the badge with someone else. And so someone else is going to be, you know, John Samuelson, who'd be like, oh, I forgot, it's supposed to be Joan, you know, for the, you know, my next door neighbor teacher or whatever. But at South by Southwest, they're like, they're going to take your picture and like a thumbprint. And it's like, I'm like, nobody wants to get in that bad, guys. I'm like, you don't need to go through all this high tech stuff. And I'll tell you what, I really liked Jeffrey Tambor from Arrested Development was the closing keynote last year. Uh-huh. And I thought he just told a story, and I thought it was really entertaining. And then just to watch the tweets where everybody's like, oh, he's not this and he's not that. And I'm like, quit taking yourself so seriously. You know, I'm like, you're not solving the world's problems at South by Southwest EDU. And the funny thing was, Bill Gates was the keynote the year before. And he was like, he started off his speech and he went, okay. And you know, he went into this big Common Core thing, and the thing was, Scott, that Texas isn't a Common Core state. So he was like, I'm like, did his writers of his speech not tell him that that's not a Common Core state? And so then he just looked like, you know, he had no idea what he was kind of like flustered then after that is what I heard. But yeah, and then I heard the 1 year before that, they had Arnie Duncan give the closing keynote, and we all know how I feel about Arnie Duncan, but they just had
wait,
like...
Wait, John. How do you feel about Arnie Duncan?
I feel like, you know what? I'm going to be positive. Arnie Duncan's a great basketball player. And they like had these shill questions from the audience coming in, like lopping up these softballs for Arnie. I mean, these free throws for Arnie to knock down. And right, people were asking real questions. And then he's like, oh, okay, got to go. Because he couldn't answer a real question. So I'm like, I don't know. I think it's like a bunch of people thinking they're doing something really, really important. And I'm not sure they are.
So
I think,
John,
they're there for the money.
What is this South by Southwest you speak of? I don't even know what you're talking about.
But yeah, there it is. South by Southwest. That's my thoughts.
So,
and I'm sticking to it.
I mean, in all realism, like, yeah, that's easy for me to say. Realistically, like, you're just frustrated with some of these conferences.
Yes, I am. I know. I guess this is our 10th show. I guess you could say that I'm a little bit frustrated with some of these, you know, conferences that they just jump the shark and go for the big. I mean, it's all about money now. It's not, I don't think it's about sharing of ideas. I think it's about money. And, you know, we love Tracy Clark. And she was defending South by Southwest a little bit. And she's like, yeah, well, I feel like it's a chance where developers can kind of get with people. And I just don't feel that's true. I feel like it's where developers are trying to, like, find the next, like, funding in dollars so they can just go real quick and be like, okay, here, I'm going to sell my company, sell it to Pearson. And then I picture Pearson taking a cool idea that they would find and then going like Indiana Jones into the back room and then locking it up and, you know, like the Ark of the Covenant and just never using it because you're like, ooh, this would ruin our testing thing. Let's take this. This would actually be good for education. Let's take this and let's lock it up and throw away the key.
You know who was talking about a kind of a cool conference in a Voxer group was Greg Gardner. Or Craig Gardner.
Craig Gardner at classroom_tech.
Yeah, no, he did something like Startup Weekend. Have you heard of that?
I saw him tweeting from that. But yeah, I mean, so that's one where it's just all startups. Those things are kind of fun.
Yeah, but, no, yeah. That whole concept of going from Friday to Sunday with idea all the way through to product or like, I mean, that sounds pretty cool. Talk about bringing people together that are education and corporate and whatever, bringing all those minds together to try to create something. That sounded pretty intense and cool. And it was more, you know, small space, kind of intimate, connecting people together. That sounded really, you know, yeah. Contact Craig Gardner for that one.
I will, but the kid's only 12 years old. So, Or at least he looks 12 years old. I know. Well, I mean, that's just kind of like those hackathons, you know, where they sit there and they just go in and they're like, okay, we're just going to create nonstop and see what happens. I think those are cool. I think that those are interesting. But
is there anything like that for education that's like a hackathon? But I mean, is EdCamp the closest thing to a hackathon?
Sounds like what Greg was doing there. I mean, I know that there are some good people in Austin that are at South by Southwest EDU.
Yeah.
And they have the Capital Factory there where they have a lot of startup things. And sit here and ring the gong, but on Techlandia, in a couple weeks, we're going to have one of the people that is starting up an EDU floor of the Capital Factory. And he's a really cool guy, and so we're going to talk to him a little bit about that. So we'll talk about that a little bit. That whole startup world, you know, it's an interesting culture. But I don't know. I think that I like that. Maybe EdCamps are the closest thing right now. But it sounds like Craig Gardner was onto something there. It sounds like they're starting something pretty cool in North Carolina.
He usually is onto something. He's usually onto something early on too.
Yeah, he is. He's ahead of the curve.
He is kind of a guy to follow.
Right. And it looked like there's some good people at a different conference than at the NC Ties conference or whatever. I think that's what they call it, or NCTAs. I don't even know. But the North Carolina State Conference, it looked like there's some cool stuff going on there.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Q of North Carolina, basically.
Hey, you know? Craig Yen. Shout out to Craig Yen.
Oh, yeah? What's Craig doing?
He's tweeting. He's tweeting at Craig Gardner for us.
Oh, that's uh-oh. If we've got Craig in watching, we're in trouble. We're going to get some tweets going. I wonder how Craig Yen's been doing. Craig Yen is going to Q. So when it catches up with him when he watches this podcast, Craig Yen, are you going to Q next week? And if you are, we will hang out.
I don't think he is this year.
Really? He's been going to things, too.
I know.
Figures the one I go to, he doesn't go to. He's scared of me, I think. I might have shook his hand too hard. It might have been like the reverse Father Tim. Maybe I shook his hand too hard.
It's possible.
I know. Look at this.
Hey, John, what do you think are – okay, so what do you think are the best acronyms in education?
The best acronyms. I love them all.
You do?
I do. I love acronyms. I like to just – I think that sometime maybe on a show when I'm maybe a little bit more awake, I think we should just start – we should just take like four-letter words and just make education – let's do that right now. I don't care if I'm tired or not. Let's see. What's a good four-letter word? And I'm just trying to keep – let me look around the room.
You talked about taking the SAMR model and changing it to LAMR?
Yes, we have taken the SAMR model and made it into the LAMR model. That's a good one. What did the LAMR model stand for? We had a good one for a while there. I forgot it though.
It's been too long
It's
now.
been too long. That was like, okay, so maybe we'll come up with that one. All right, so let's see. How about, okay, there's a piggy bank on there. What about the PIG model? What would that stand for? Products integrating grade levels. The PIG.
I like that.
The PIG model. There's a shoe over there. Okay. Shoe, Scott. What would you, a shoe, what would you do? Students having.
I would say students honoring other educators.
Students honoring other educators. That's a great
Yes.
one. See? This is an easy game. We could play. We should invent educational models on this show and just go.
And just start, just if people are tweeting at him, it's great.
That's
Tweet
right.
at the shoe hashtag.
Oh, the shoe. Oh, it's
John, I was a little bit convinced
okay.
that I like Twitter again when I read, I tweeted an article, I don't know if you had a chance to read it yet,
Okay.
about that Canadian mayor that was taunting like students in his district about snow days. Did you read that?
I did read that one.
Was
I
that
saw your
funny
part of
or
that one.
what?
Yeah. So he would just start tweeting and say school was almost canceled, but then act like he ran off the keyboard or something.
Yeah, and he would put, just hilarious hashtags, and the guy was actually funny. He was just trolling those the poor kids. They were like, "Do we get a snow day or not, Mayor?"
I like that. I mean, so that means that that person actually had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Go figure. I don't. Wow, that's amazing. And he's probably not taking himself too seriously.
Well, listen, I think if anybody is good about not taking themselves serious, it's Canadians.
That's right. That's right.
It is.
Yeah, Canadians are good like that.
And I think we have a Q&A coming in from one Mr. Craig Yen.
Oh wow, do we I didn't even know we had the Q&A open.
There is an education specific hackathon, and he
Oh.
loves the Napsters. And it won't be Visa until April Fool's Day, 2016.
Ooh. Oh, not
2016.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer. I thought maybe April Fool's Day this year.
And that's a lot. That's a big joke on us.
So is it real or is it an April Fool's joke then?
I don't know. I'm gonna call it a joke.
Okay. Don't call to come back. You know what then? You'd be calling my marriage a joke because that is my anniversary to my lovely wife
Is it
who's sitting
really?
right beside me right here. Yeah,
April
that's right.
Fools?
April Fool's Day. I proposed on April Fool's Day and then we got married at the drive-through window in Las Vegas. Scout's honor.
Really?
Same.
That's which one?
The one where Michael Jordan got married, of course. Come on now, Little White Chapel.
John, tell us more about this story. Did you get like the cups with your pictures on it
No,
or?
but in a true fact, we had no witnesses whatsoever. So we had to pay for a witness, and the witness worked down the street at an establishment, and her name was Summer Storm. It's on our marriage license. I could show it to you. I promise. In fact, I'll take a picture of before I come down to Q, and I'll show it to you. Summer Storm. We had to pay her $15 to witness
You're
our
losing your rating on
marriage.
iTunes.
I said an establishment down the strip.
That's
True story. And then we
Oh my
went.
gosh. You
Yeah,
guys are amazing.
that's what we do. That's serious. That's seriously the truth. And we after I
And Marnie was
proposed.
cool with that?
Yeah, that's how I knew Marnie was cool. That's see that I knew that when I saw that Michael when it said on that big sign that Michael Jordan got married there, I knew that my future bride-to-be would have to be down to get married at the Little White Chapel.
Now, did you ask which Michael Jordan?
Yeah, right. Is it like John Voight's car? John
Yes.
Voight's orthodontist. No, well, I know
Is.
it's legit because it was Michael Jordan and Joan Collins. So
Michael Jordan marrying Joan Collins? Wait a second.
I don't think those two got married, but it was Juanita.
Okay.
It was Juanita.
Gotcha.
And I don't think that his new marriage to his new bride, I don't think that the woman that's a lot younger than Michael is, I don't think that they got married at the Little White Chapel. I think he now, so now if we get divorced, we'll have to have a big lavish wedding then. afterwards. Just throwing that out there for you, Marn, as she's sitting back to me. So there you go.
Man. So okay, so
wait, listen.
Yes.
Wedding bells right there. So romantic. So romantic.
You know who else got married?
I'm
so
romantic
there?
At heart. You didn't know I was so romantic, did you?
Did you know who else got married there?
Who else? Father Tim? Mr. McNology? I was getting our sound effects mixed up there. We've got too many. There's two of them. There's Father Tim and Mr. McNology.
Well, you know.
No, Mr. McNology cannot get married in Las Vegas. He's a Mormon. They don't. He doesn't want to get married there. That would,
why not?
That would be against. That would be. Jeremy is a man of faith. He would not get married there. I guarantee you.
There's a lot of people of faith in Vegas, though.
Yeah, well, they're not upstanding citizens like Jeremy is. Jeremy's an upstanding young man, and he has character. And just because he has character doesn't mean that he is a character. Just remember that. Okay, so what can we talk? Are we going to talk about education, or we're just scatting and bebopping all over the place
this
here?
This is just, I don't even know why anyone would listen to this, but
no,
thank
I don't,
you.
Craig,
if they
you
are.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Okay, so Scott, tell us, please, what your sessions are at Q next week. What are you doing? Let us know. We want to see more of Scott Teach, Toss Fair, at Bedley Brothers, all your Twitter handles. If we want to see, and do you have a sign?
You can follow Scott Bedley on Twitter, at Scott Bedley. No one tweets from it anymore because Twitter won't let me into my old account.
Do you have like a little placard that you put out in front in this session? It will be Toss Fair. This session will be Scott Teach. That would be kind
of. I kind of do a blend of them together.
Okay, that's good. All right,
Toss Teach Edley.
I want all the personalities in my one session. So tell us about some of them, because you are a big deal. And
oh gosh, come on, geez.
Well, I mean, you're a let's say a well-respected member of.
You know who presenting. You know who's a big deal?
Father Tim. I know he is.
And he's going to be doing a couple sessions. Tim's going to be doing a couple sessions. Mm-hmm. One's for upper body strength, and the other one's. He's gonna kill me, I swear.
Kurt Reese liked my I'm working out at Burger King and doing Whopper curls joke.
And he liked the Basil Reader as a cookbook.
Oh, he liked the Basil Reader, that's right. I have the Basil Reader when I, you know, have a big bowl of pasta in front of me. So that's pretty funny.
Oh, you know what, I think he's gonna be a lot of fun. We got some quirky little things planned for out there, you know. Is that the wedding license? If you're Marnie not watching this,
okay, so if you're not watching this live, can you see the mutual consent in the presence of Summer Storm? But it's spelled with an O, Summer Storm. And see the date? Gosh. There it is.
How much did that cost?
You know what? I think the whole ceremony was about $115. Yeah, we had to get the license, which you have to go down to the courthouse and get the license for like $50. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was also maybe about 100, in addition to the extra 55 for the license, so maybe like $165 for our wedding.
You know what? And for all the people that have spent thousands on their wedding, mm-hmm. they're wishing they would have done the same thing you did.
Well, you know what was funny is
paid off student loans with the rest.
Right. My brother-in-law kept going, gosh, I wish I could just. Go to like there's a couple people where I'd actually been in the weddings. They're like, gosh, this is so much pressure. I wish I could just, you know, just go to Vegas and just get it over with. And so many people had told me that I was just like, okay, sold. You got me. But there it is. So I don't have to take a picture of it now for you. You can believe it. Summer Storm.
It's forever on Google Hangouts if these actually work.
Yeah, thank if it you, actually Google. Works. Thanks, Google. Can you add more sound effects soon? Our jokes are running stale. Okay, so what else? So seriously, tell us what Father Tim's doing. Let's get some education. Let's get our education on. Come on.
John, this just in. Father Tim is ironing his skinny jeans.
For the Q conference.
Well,
I tell you what, Scott, I have to say I'm excited to be a little help out at the Unconference.
Are you?
I'm excited to try and help out and see what we can do, get some discussions going. That'd be cool. Have some, maybe just even have some people share what they've learned, because I'm kind of at the tail end of the Unconference, but I'm sure I'll pop over to the Hard Rock occasionally and see what's going on there, because I'm supposed to be kind of like floating around to help out a little bit. And yeah, I hope that, I hope that works out. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I my concern for that is that it's supposed to be about 100 degrees during the Q conference. And yeah, it's, you know, a lot of people tend to want to just stay in that main building when it gets that hot. So, you know, that's a tough thing if you're not in that main building for anyone, anything presenting.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, Terrio's speaking on the big stage. Did you know that?
Oh, no. What's he talking about?
He's like one of the featured speakers.
Of course he is. He's a great speaker.
No, he's an amazing speaker. I just didn't know. He's going to be on the, you know, the big 6,000, 8,000 plus seat arena stage for one of his sessions.
Well, you know what? That is where, as just a person that's attending and just helping a little bit with the Unconference, that's where I like to come right down and sit right in the front row and just stare at him and make him nervous. See if we can make him nervous. Or, like, make faces at him, too.
You're not going to get, like, a laser pen and try to...
Yeah, we can do that. Or I'll just take out the turn down for what button. Don't tempt me,
turn
David Terrio.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, that'll be cool. Well, so, David, who else are some of the other featured speakers? I really have not looked at it that much.
Hal Davidson, I know, is one of the featured speakers.
I've never met him. I've heard good things.
He knows a lot. I couldn't tell you past that. I usually stop right at David Terrio. I just stop right there.
Okay. Well, it'll be exciting. It'll be exciting. As usual, we hope that the bandwidth can be increased from last year.
It's allegedly has been. So.
Okay.
And they also limited the number of people that can attend this year. So hopefully will be fixed, and Q should be a decent time.
It'll just be a decent time anyway, because we will take David Terrio's advice and just... What's that great sandwich shop called?
The Sandwich Spot.
It's just called The Sandwich Spot?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I can remember that.
They have that Dutch crunch bread, John.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculously good.
Are we talking about the same place? It's the breakfast where they have all the Leroy Neiman paintings on the wall? You know what I'm talking about?
Totally different place.
Oh, okay.
But the sandwich spot's ridiculously good.
I like the breakfast spot that's like three blocks down, right on that little main drag.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking
about. Paintings. I have a Leroy Neiman painting myself, and for the right price, you could take it off my hands.
What price would that be, John?
I don't know, just a fair amount. If Pearson has any offers, let me know.
They'd like to sponsor that painting in your house.
That's right. Maybe I'll take it. You can have your picture taken with the Leroy Neiman lithograph. I think it's a seriograph. Whatever that means.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a good... And you're having... this is your second time at Q?
Number two. Two in a row.
John, what are you looking for this time? Because, you know, it's a big conference.
I know it is a big conference. Well, you know what I'm looking for? Just to hang out with cool people and talk with them. Quite frankly, just that was, you know, when after I recovered from Father Tim shaking my hand, we did sit out in that little courtyard area. I think you came and joined us later after that too. And I think Jason Selzkar was there with us a little bit.
Yeah.
It was fun. And we just sat there and we just kind of, and then I had bought a bunch of saltwater taffy. And we pounded some saltwater taffy.
Yeah, that was good times. It was actually a cool little spot.
Mm-hmm.
You could overlook the pool and also inside the conference center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah,
I'm going to get that same table and buy that same taffy for you, John.
Okay, that sounds good.
Deal?
You know what else I'm looking forward to this year is Carl Lindgren-Stryker not being as much of a dud as he was last year. That guy was a total dud last year. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm this. I'm that. Come on. You know what? He was totally sick the whole time. He was like, oh, I got to go home. I can't play Cards Against Humanity. There might be a curse word in that game. I'm like, gosh, who turned you into an old man? Like, Father Tim. Father Tim didn't come to the party, did he?
He did not. Yeah. He's we have dinner plans with Father Tim and Brent Coley, and it would be great to have you join us on Friday night. We're going to be eating at the Tropical.
Ooh, okay. Sounds good.
Which is sushi type food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No better place to go to get some sushi than Palm Springs.
That's right. Palm Springs. Why do they have the big Marilyn Monroe statue in Palm Springs?
You know, do you want the history behind Palm Springs?
I mean, I just wanted a little bit because I was telling Marnie I took a picture. She's a big Marilyn Monroe fan.
It was a big spot for stars to get away. And, Bob Hope had a house out there. I mean, there's a lot of people that had homes out there from Hollywood just to get out of the Hollywood scene. It was far enough away. You know, the desert heat and what have you. You could build giant homes. So it was a pretty popular getaway for a long time. And, John, it was one of the number one spring break locations in the 1980s. So we spent a lot of time out there on golf courses playing Frisbee.
I remember that back in the day when I had moved, when I was a younger, more mature person, and I threw all my stuff in my car and drove out to Vegas and slept on my friend's couch for like months just to get away from it all because I was like 22 or 23 or whatever. I remember, so he worked at Fat Tuesdays. You know Fat Tuesdays, the daiquiri establishment? Have you ever been to one of those?
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of Fat Tuesday, really?
No.
Okay, so that makes the story kind of boring then, but they had one that sometimes they'd be like, hey, go out to the Fat Tuesday in Palm Springs. And so they would drive from Vegas to Palm Springs, and then, you know, he could catch like another shift or whatever. And he said there's always like really good tippers. But it was one of those original places that just had like it has like a hurricane machine.
Right.
And then of course, when you get those daiquiris for free, like I did, and you drink several of them, you find out that they're like 1,000 calories each. So it wasn't really good for my girly figure. But yeah, that's kind of funny.
But now, John, did you ever stop at that giant dinosaur out there, the same one that Pee-wee Herman stopped at?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did. You've got to stop. And you ever stop at the big thermometer in Baker?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, gosh, you can't miss that one. No. All right, so I'm going to give
that's
you something.
That's where I usually go on vacation.
You just stop in Baker?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
I just go to Barstow.
They have the best Arby's sandwiches everywhere. Hey, we haven't even kicked in our sponsors.
Oh, my God, we haven't even talked about our sponsors. Well, I think it's your turn this week, so go right ahead. You do Flowbee, and I'll do Chia Pet.
You got it.
Okay.
We just want to just remind you, that listeners out there, that when your hair needs to be taken care of, check out the Flowbee. No vacuum hair cutter works better than the Flowbee. In fact,
on the market,
Flowbee is the number one vacuum hair cutting machine of all time. So check That's out true. The Flowbee at a retailer near you. Flowbee. Get with the flow.
Flowbee, you know what? Flowbee, I saw another vacuum hair cleaning product, you know, hair care product. And I thought, you know what? You're not Coke Classic like Flowbee. You're more like RC Cola.
Hey, wait, John. The people at Voxer contacted you.
Oh, that's
Can
right.
Can we talk about that?
No, we haven't talked about that. We haven't even really talked about it on Voxer.
We haven't talked about anything, really.
I know. Well, so this is kind of interesting. So Voxer, after I complained about them last time, going to all the edgy famous people and like being like they could dole out like free licenses like it was, you know, making it rain like 50 Cent. And really, I feel like Kurt Allison and I were a lot of who helped people get onto Voxer. And I think a lot of people would say that we were people that helped them get on Voxer and make it kind of an more of an educational thing. So they were just telling me about like their new features and things like that. So I talked with them on the phone for about a half hour. And yeah, I didn't get anything. I didn't get like a free premium or anything yet. But I have his Voxer, so I could, you know, he said, you know, he asked me what features that I thought could be an upgrade to Voxer. And I pretty much said everything. Well, I said one of the things that you had said, and then, I'm in a Voxer group, and I'm going to give a gong to this person. So I'm in a Voxer with Josh Stumpenhorst, who was former Teacher of the Year for State of Illinois. And Josh had just said something that kind of bothered him about Voxer. So I told him that, but Josh, congratulations, is going to be one of the keynotes at the ISTE conference this year. Wow. So congratulations to him. If he can only...
What's ISTE?
It's just a boat show. Don't worry about it. And hopefully, I was telling Josh, hopefully he can start cashing in like Adam Bello style with that if he knocks it out of the park. So Josh had said that he didn't like the feature where it says, like, you know, you have a Facebook friend and it says, so-and-so is on Voxer, and it's like somebody he doesn't really know. So yeah. I said he thought those were kind of creepy. I don't think they're creepy. I think they're just annoying.
I get all these weird ones. I'm like, I don't even know who that person is.
Right,
like,
so you don't know what accounts it's connected to where it's all of a sudden like, how am I even – that was a girl that I dated in fifth grade. How did I don't want to Vox with her. I don't even know her anymore.
I got a notification just today about somebody named Michelle Ree. Do you know her, John?
Oh, did you get? Yeah, I got that one too. It says Michelle Rhee is on Voxer, and so then I just got on Voxer and said, "Hey, Michelle, time to cheat on your standardized tests again, pretty soon."
Allegedly, John. Allegedly.
No, it's been pretty much confirmed when she was the Washington superintendent. It's been pretty much confirmed, and teachers have admitted it that was their orders. She didn't like go and erase them. That was what she just did when she was
John,
teaching.
John, this just in.
Oh, uh-oh.
Tim Bedley is now doing 300-pound leg lifts.
Oh, wow. Look at him. He got up an hour early. He did not know that it was sprung forward, huh?
No, he didn't.
Oh, man. So anyway,
Is it daylight savings?
So did you know, this just in, you ready for this one?
Yes.
Oregon is thinking about not going to daylight savings time the next time it switches around. We're that sick of it in Oregon.
You know, listen, I don't know what I was talking about today, but I was like, the hour you gain in the fallback is not worth the hour you lose in spring by any means.
Mm-mm. It throws everybody off.
And eliminate February at the same time, right, John?
Eliminate February would be good. Just make a January, March super month.
Yeah.
Like 90 days.
What would they do with the Super Bowl then?
Right. It would just be in January, March like it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marchuary?
Marchuary. So the Voxer people anyway said that we gave them some good suggestions. One of your suggestions, Scott?
Yes.
Not to be able to share, like I could right now share one of my Voxers that you gave me with like Father Tim, and he'd be like, "Oh, I'm gonna beat my brother up when I see him at Q."
Yeah.
I don't know what that one would be, but just saying. I mean, in theory, I could say that, or right. You could go, John Samuelson. You know what? I'm sick of you, and then you could share that Voxer with Marnie, and then I'd be toast, and then I'd be getting a divorce. That one where I said, I can't believe she was a sucker and got married at the drive-thru like that.
It's a lot of pressure with Marnie there.
I know it is a lot of pressure with Marnie right there. I told her, I went over there. She said, don't. She doesn't want to be on there. Marnie is diligently working on making some stuff for a craft night, I think. Oh, here it is.
Oh, crafts. Nice.
Yeah. They're having some kind of, and they did a cool video with green screen. What do you
showing
think?
Showing crafts works really good on a podcast, John.
Here, right. For Craig Yen, here, look at what it looks like.
Craig is awesome.
Craig is so awesome.
I wish he was going to Q, man.
I can't believe he's not.
Craig, it's not too late.
Craig, it's not too late. You know what? I didn't take my free reg for the unconference. Maybe I should take it and transfer it to Craig. Does that entice Craig Yen at all? If it does, DM me, baby. They sound important there for a second. So Voxer's going to have some upgrades coming, and they said that I don't like the feature where you could just share with somebody. Like, you could also sudden turn on someone and be like, oh, yeah, I'll get even with you, buddy. So I don't know. So we'll see what it does. And also, one of the things that it said was it might just have a podcast-like feature where you would just have one channel. So maybe it would be like the John Samuel scare. This is scary. The John Samuelson channel. And then it's all one-sided conversation, which if you're in a Voxer with me, it's all pretty much one-sided conversation anyway. But I could be like, here, and I could be like, it'd be almost like verbal tweets. I could be like, oh my God, the South by Southwest festivals drive me insane. And if people could just listen to it, I don't know who would. I don't even think my mom would listen to it.
Yeah, she would.